1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Simple Arena. We're in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings College men getting set to take on Mount Marty this afternoon. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gabers and coach facing a team today that's toward the tail end of the conference, but a dangerous team, but we just got to take care of business and avoid a letdown today.
Oh, no question. I mean, you look at our league, and we've talked about this a lot of times. Any team in the league can beat any other team. A case in point is, you know, Mount Marty goes to Nebraska Wesleyan, who has a very good basketball team, whom we beat in overtime, and they beat them. At Wesleyan. So they also beat Concordia, who recently took us, you know, 71-66. We beat Concordia. So you better be ready to compete. We know that we'll be mentally ready and physically ready to go.
We said, just take care of business. Statistically, we should be all right. This is a team that didn't score a whole lot, to give up a lot of points, and we just take care of business. We should be all right and in this ballgame today.
Well, I tell you what, they do have a couple guys that can really get to the rim. The Richardson kid can really put it on the floor and attack the basket. Bud Smith playing the point, very athletic and quick. I think they'll try to back cut us a lot. Looking at the first game, you know, they know that we're going to extend. We're going to try to deny. We're going to try to pressure them, take them out of their offense. We did force them into 22 turnovers the first time. So I think they'll try to counter that with some back cuts. Defensively, you know, if we move the ball and if we push the ball, we'd like to see some tempo in this game. We'd like to see possessions, because I think they'd rather see a low possession game. When they beat Concordia, it was 56-55. So we'd rather see more tempo and more opportunities.
Coming off of a win, a huge win on the road the other night against Doan, feelings on that game?
I thought we really competed well. You know, Jake Hamburger really stepped up well. He hit a big three with a 6-point lead with 3.5 minutes left, and just had a nice ball game all the way around. I think it was 6 for 9 from the field. Ibu Fall did a great job, gave us 17 points and 8 rebounds. And I thought collectively, defensively, we were really, really good, because Nick Reed is awfully, awfully good, and he only gets 8 shot attempts, scores 13 points, 10 below his average, and 6 were from the free throw line. So I thought our guys did a great job. Wellesley and Z guarded him. We ran some double teams at him. And then Dominique Smith as well. I thought we did a good job on ball screen defense, which in this league is really, really important.
Boo, you kind of challenged him last week to come up with a big game with Tobin on the bench, and he did. He had a great game.
Yeah, we really need a Boo to consistently do that. He had a great game, and then today he's got an opportunity again, because we feel like we have a great advantage on the inside against Mount Marty, and we need to pound the ball in there, and we need to attack the basket and finish.
Jake Hamburger, like I said, a great ball game, 18 points, had an assist, 4 steals in the contest, kind of filling for Tobin as well in there. So that's the type of performance he's going to have again today.
Oh, no question about it. We need those type of performances all the time. Jake's very heady. You know, he's smart, and Jake's a great team man, because he started early in the year. Then he came off the bench, didn't change his attitude or his mentality. Now he's back in the starting lineup, so it's nothing new to him. And he's made big plays for us throughout the year. You know, another guy that I thought came in and wreaked some havoc, got a steal, hit a three, was Akeem Morrison. I thought he pressured the ball. Unfortunately, he banged his hand up a little bit, and so we'll see where that takes us with the injury status stuff. But our guys know that we got to compete. We've got to always be ready to go, and we got to step up. We got to have people step up and make plays.
Anything new on Tobin?
Nothing new, really. He's gonna get taken care of with his doctor here soon. But you know, he's not gonna play today, so we know that for sure. But our guys, you know, our guys are rallying around that. Our guys are competitive, and our guys want to step up and be the man that steps up and makes plays.
And because of Tobin Reinwald being on the sideline, he got Andrew Pryor into the ball game the other day. I assume that again he'll be like the man that come off of the bench for Tobin.
Yeah, Pry did a great job. Pry came in. What he does is he's a great defender. I mean, he's always in position. He's always talking. He's always got activity. He's always energetic. And then he made a great cut to the basket offensively. He understands cutting, screening, moving. So Pry does a great job. He's always focused. He's always ready. And so he'll be ready to be called upon, and maybe called upon again today.
What's Mount Marty here today in Yankton, a team that is 4-20 overall, the 2-14 in the conference, but just one of those dangerous type of teams, a scary team, especially when you go into their place today.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, again, you know, we talked about them beating Nebraska Wesleyan recently, beating Concordia. Mount Marty's got a team that's dangerous because, you know, those two guards are quick. They're athletic, Richardson and Smith, and you can't give up angles to them, and you have to be able to help and rotate. I thought the other night our help defense and our rotations were really, really good. So it's always about you. It's always about taking care of what you need to do, and we need to guard well, we need to rebound well, and we need to execute on the offensive end.
You mentioned Bud Smith. He's a guy who scored 15 points the last time we played this team. Just talk about him.
Yeah, and he had 15 the other night, and he had 15 in a game or two before that. So he's consistently been scoring. He's not a big guy, But, boy, he can really attack the rim and put pressure on your defense with dribble penetration. So we've got to do a better job of keeping him away from the rim and making him a perimeter jump shooter.
You took a look at Mount Marty. What are some of the things that they do well that you have to be concerned about today?
Well, I think, number one, those two guys that we talked about, Richardson and Smith, anybody that can attack the rim is going to put pressure on you. We got to make sure we have early help, that we're not late in our rotations. They try to control tempo. They want it to be a slower game. And so we've got to be cognizant of the fact that we need to pressure, make them make decisions under duress, and then we need to push the ball in transition.
We got to speed up the game. How do we do that? First of all, make shots, number one, right?
Well, I think you want to obviously make shots, but then also defensively, I think you can control tempo a little bit by getting pressure on the ball, denying wings, making it tough for them to get in their offense. The first time we played, we did a great job of pushing them further out on the floor than they wanted to be. And then, obviously, when you get the board, get it out and sprint the floor. And those are effort areas. You know, sprinting the floor, going to the boards, those things are effort areas, and we'll have to give great effort to be successful today.
You got to be happy with the way this team is starting to mold into place and to gain momentum again as we head down to the home stretch here.
Well, I think ultimately with teams, what really defines you and what separates you is how you handle adversity. And our guys have stepped up to the plate. I mean, these guys have been tough-minded. They've been competitive. They're not offering up any excuses for non-performance. They want results, and they're going to go out and compete and get the results that they want to get.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaber's head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Mount Barney today on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, getting set for the men's game here today between Hastings and Mount Marty. The Broncos coming in, a record of 18 wins and 6 losses on the season. They are 12-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty, they are 4-20 on the season. They are 2-14 in the conference. Hastings ranked number 15 in the country this week in the NAIA Division II poll. Get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings today, Jake Hamburger gets a start, a 6'2" and senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Brent Wells, 6'4", a senior out of St. Paul High School. Brady Lohman is a 6'2" and senior out of Norfolk. Brandon Krause gets a start, 6'2" and a junior out of Lincoln. And Zach Lena is the other starter for Hastings, 6'5" and a junior out of Omaha. Mount Marty, they will go this way. Bud Smith, a 6'1" inch junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Chris Richardson, 6'2", a junior out of Convent, Louisiana. Tyler Payer is a 6'5" inch junior from Armour, South Dakota. Alex Irvine, 6'4" and a sophomore from Brookings, South Dakota. And the other starter will be Patrick Saganovich. Saganovich is 6'6" and a freshman out of Australia. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings beat this team right before the Christmas break as we beat the Lancers at home by a score of 78-61. Mount Marty going to be dressed in their gold uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the blue. The Broncos dressed in their away crimson uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in gray. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. And we are set to go. Men's college basketball is underway here on 1230 KHIS from the Laddie E. Simple Arena here in Yankton, South Dakota. Yankton, South Dakota. As the Broncos will control the opening temp here. Driving for the basket is going to be Brandon Krause. His shot no good. Krause comes out with a rebound. So Krause misses it, but he gets it right back, and Hastings will reset the offense now. This is Brady Woolman with the ball. Now Marty's going to be starting off with a man-to-man defense. Here's Wells on their right baseline, dumps the ball away in the lane. It goes to Zach Leonard. His shot is going to be good, but it won't count. A traveling violation. Traveling violation on Zach Leonard. Again, Tobin Reinwald not playing today. Reinwald is out with a knee injury for Hastings. His status for the rest of the season is still unknown. Of course, Hastings already playing without the services of Dylan Flynn, who was injured earlier this season. So So two basically starters for Hastings now on the bench with the injuries. Driving for the hole. There's a shot up there no good by Tyler Payer. And the rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Here's Brandon Krause back the other way. Brandon Krause gets the ball to Brady Lohman. Lohman's going to take it to the rack. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled into play. So Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line here as he is fouled into play by Tyler Payer of Mount Marty. That's going to be the first foul on Payer. Team foul number one called to the Lancers here in the ball game. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Lohman. He's the fourth best free throw shooter in the conference this week, hitting 88% of his shots. Third best scorer, averaging 20.3 points per ball game. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings grabs the early lead here, 1-0 in the contest. Mount Barney, they are 11th in the conference, dead last in point production. They're averaging 62 points per ball game. Next shot by Lohman is up there and in. So Hastings grabs the early 2-0 lead on a couple of free throws by Brady Lohman. So here come the Lancers back the other direction. Bud Smith has got the ball. A couple of good guards here. We talked about it in the pregame show with Bud Smith and Chris Richardson for Mount Barney. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. A turnover there. Hastings comes down with it. The first turnover on the Lancers. Hastings with a 2-0 lead. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger gets the ball to Wells. There's a pass deflected away from Lohman. The ball is loose in the lane. Hamburger had it. He lost it. And now we're going to have a jump ball called here. A jump ball is going to be called right inside the free throw circle. Down on the hardwood, there was Alex Irvine for the Lancers of Mount Marty. He was tied up in the play, but the arrow was pointing in favor of Mount Marty. So the Lancers will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings winning the women's ball game earlier today over Mount Barney by the score of 80-65. Here's Bud Smith to the ball now. Bud Smith to Chris Richardson. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. That's Saganovich. He comes back out here at the top of the key. That's Bud Smith. Now to Chris Richardson on the wing. Hastings in a man-to-man. Here's Bud Smith. Dribble penetration. Down in the air. He flips it back out here to Saganovich. Now down low. That's Irvine. His shot's going to be blocked down by Wells. The ball is loose and is picked up here by Hastings. That's Brady Lohman. Brent Wells gets the block. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Brandon Krause in the lane. Kicks it out here to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles to the top of the key for Hastings. Bounce pass goes over on the left side with the basketball down there. Is going to be Zach Lena. Back outside to Brandon Krause. Krause looking to get it into the hands of Woolman. He does. Brady's got the ball here. 14 seconds left in the shot clock. Brent Wells with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Wells flips it back here to Woolman. Fakes the three. Dribbles to the elbow. Pass down low. Wells has got the ball. He puts it up off the glass and scores. Brent Wells averaging 8 points per ball game. He gets his first field goal here. 4-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. The Bronco women scored the first 7 points in the ball game today. So both Hastings teams off to good starts here in these ball games. Tyler Payer has got the ball. Now to Bud Smith. Dribbles to the left side of the floor. Now down in the corner. Chris Richardson has got it. Richardson comes out to Payer here at the top of the key. Moves it over there. Down in the right corner, that's going to be Bud Smith with the ball. He cranks up a long-range jumper. Is up there, no good. Rebound comes out to Zach Lena of Hastings. Lena gets away to Lohman. Gets it ahead now to Brent Wells in the lane. His shot's up there, good. Brent Wells with a couple of field goals early, and Hastings is out to a 6-0 lead in this one. We have played 3 minutes of the men's college basketball game here this afternoon. In Yankton, the score is 6-0. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Saganovich with the ball, and now we've got a foul called. Saganovich is going to be hit with an offensive foul here as he was elbowing Zach Lena. As Lena was pressuring the ball there, that's the second turnover on Mount Marty, and Hastings College will come back with the ball with a 6-0 lead. So it's going to be a 6-0 lead for Hastings. Nerman Kozalik is into the ball game now for the Lancers. There's a pass down low. Lohman puts a couple of guys in the air, and he's going to be fouled into play. Lohman right underneath the basket grabs the ball. He put a fake on the defenders, and up they went. And down Lohman went. We have a personal foul called here on the Lancers, and that's going to send Lohman to the free throw line. Brady Lohman is 2-for-2 from the line already in this contest. 6-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. The shot is up there. It is good by Lohman. And Hastings has now duplicated what the women's team did in the first ball game, 7-0. Brady Lohman will have one more. Had 28 the last time these two teams played in Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So the Broncos off to a whale of a start here. 8-0 is the score against a team that has won only twice in the conference at 2-14. They've won only four times all season long. Broncos putting any doubt in their minds here today. There's a pass that's going to be deflected away by Zach Lena. The ball's going to be recovered here by Hamburger. Third turnover on Mount Barney already. Hamburger comes back. Three-pointers put up there and right down through the hole. Jake Hamburger throws up a tray and a timeout. Mount Barney as Hastings is out to an 11-0 lead. We've got a timeout here. 16 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the first half from Yankton. The score, Hastings College 11, Mount Barney nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Women's basketball scores in the conference today. Everything is now complete. Hastings with a win over Mount Marty, 80-65. It was Northwestern beating Doan today in Orange City, 77-56. Morningside got by Midland today in Sioux City, 68-67. That was Briar Cliff rolling past Nebraska Wesleyan, 86-52. Tonight you'll have Concordia playing at Dakota Wesleyan at 6 o'clock. Those are all women's scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference from today. 11-0 is the score here. Here's another turnover on Mount Barney coming out of the timeout. That's four turnovers. Here's Kraus driving the ball back the other way as it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Lancers look very erratic on offense so far in this ball game. Four turnovers, and Hastings has got the ball back again with an 11-0 lead here in this one. Brandon Kraus with the ball on the wing, flips it back to Lohman. Thought about pulling the trigger from three, but instead sends it inside to Wells. Now to Lena, spinning in the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down. Nice block there by Richardson. He's got the ball from Mount Marty. Richardson gets it away down the far sideline. Kozalik has got it. Kozalik moves it ahead now. Deep in the corner on the right side, it's going to be Bud Smith with the ball. Bud Smith gets it into the hands of Tyler Payer, looking to penetrate. Foul is going to be called. Payer trying to drive the ball to the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Wells of Hastings. First foul on Wells. First team foul on the Broncos. We're down to 15 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half, and Mount Marty is yet to score in this one. Abu Fall comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Wells will come to the bench. So Abu Fall is into the contest now. 6'7", a senior from Dacre Synagogue. Mount Marty has got the ball. Here's Bud Smith on the wing. A feed down low to Payer. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Now gets the ball away to Richardson. Drives it down the lane, dumps it away. We got contact made, and a foul is going to be called. They're going to call a charging foul on Chris Richardson as he runs over Brandon Kraus, getting to the basket. So Richardson picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be turnover number five on Mount Marty. 11-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Mount Marty has went 4.5 minutes without scoring here to open up the ball game. Here's Brady Woolman with it on the wing. Out to Jake Hamburger, top of the key. Inside to Abu. Spins toward the baseline. Puts it up off the glass. His shot is up and in. Abu Fall scores. And it's now 13-0. Hastings with a touchdown. A couple of touchdowns. They missed an extra point. 13-0. Hastings with a lead. Driving to the basket. There's a shot by Bud Smith. It's going to be knocked down. The ball's going to be recovered here by the Broncos. Running back the other way is Jake Hamburger. Hamburger moves it to the elbow. Stops right there. Hamburger kicks her back out here in three-point territory. Brandon Kraus taking it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Tyler Payer. Hastings with a lead, 13-0. Payer gets the ball into the hands of Bud Smith. Smith can line him up when he has a chance. Here's driving the baseline. The shot's going to be good, but we got a foul on the way in. It's going to go on Hastings. Brady Woolman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Hastings. Akeem Morissot into the ball game. Carson Bloom checks in. Kraus and Hamburger will come to the bench. 14:44 to play here in the first half. 13-0. Hastings pitching the shutout so far here in the ball game. Here's Tyler Payer underneath the basket. Throws it out here. Chris Richardson with the ball. He tries to drive it down the lane. The ball could be poked loose and it could be picked up by Carson Bloom. Bloom runs it back the other way. His shot off of the window is going to be good. Bloom goes coast to coast, and it's now 15-0. Hastings has got the lead over Mount Marty. This could be a long afternoon here for the Lancers. They'll get something going here quickly. Here's Tyler Payer with the ball. Now to Bud Smith. He drives it. He falls down with the ball. And it's going to be picked up again by Zach Lena. Seven turnovers on Mount Marty already. Here's Abu Fall. He goes to the rack. His shot is up there and in. Abu Fall with 4 points. 17-0. Hastings has got the lead. And now Mount Marty has gone 6 minutes without scoring here to start the ball game. Just by the 14-minute mark, Hastings has rounded off 17 straight points to begin the ball game. Chris Richardson, his pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Abu. The big guy is coming back by himself, taking it to the goal. His shot's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Now a foul's going to be called. First shot by Abu was rejected there. He got the ball back, and he was fouled into play. So here comes five players into the ballgame now for Mount Marty. This five didn't work. Their head coach, Andrew Baker, in his first year at Mount Marty, he just sends in five more people. This team came up empty. Here's a shot off of the left baseline by Loman. It's going to be no good. Loman grabs the rebound. We're under 14 minutes to play. Hastings here in the first half out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 17-0. Carson Bloom has got the ball. Carson Bloom sends it right side of the lane. That's going to be Zach Lina. He backs up. Now to Abu at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Saganovich. Patrick Saganovich now to the near sideline. Here's Zach Tells, who's into the ball game now. Out to Lorenzo Davis. There's a whole new five out there for the Lancers about Marty. Here's Lorenzo Davis. His pass is going to be intercepted by Abu. That's nine turnovers now on Mount Marty. Abu gets the ball into the hands here of Brady Lohman. Into the forecourt now to Carson Bloom. 13 minutes to play in the first half. 17-0. Broncos have the lead in men's college basketball today. Here's Brady Lohman down on the baseline to Abu. Abu takes it into the lane, spins, a shot up there and in. Abu Falls got three field goals since coming off of the bench there. 19-0. Hastings has got the lead. Wow. Lorenzo Davis back here from Mount Marty. Davis comes across the top. That's going to be Patrick Saganovich. Saganovich brings it out here to the top of the key to Anthony Stansky. His pass to the near side to Lorenzo Davis. Lorenzo Davis dribbling the ball over here against Carson Bloom. Bounce pass goes down to Ben Hagee now. Hagee against Abu sends it out on the right wing. That's Saganovich driving the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Abu. 12-18 to play. Mount Marty still looking for their first points of the ball game. Here's Brady Lohman going for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lohman gets his own ball back, goes back up. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouled into play. And Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line. It's going to go on Ben Hagee. Hagee picks up his first personal foul. Lohman will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Lohman so far in the ball game has got four free throws. His shot here is going to be no good. He'll get one more. Wells comes in for Zach Lina. So it's 19-0. Men's college basketball, 12:09 to play here in the first half. Mount Marty nearly 8 minutes without scoring. Next shot up there by Lohman is going to be up there and good. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Andrew Pryor. Pryor comes in. Lohman comes to the bench. So Andrew Pryor now seeing extended playing time because of the injury to Tobin Reinwald. We saw him a little bit the other night at Doan. And a 6'2" senior out of Wilbur, Nebraska. They play a key cog in the Bronco wheel here as we head down the stretch if Tobin is not able to come back. 20-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Stansky with the ball. Comes across the top. That's going to be Saganovich. Saganovich moves it to the elbow. Right side. Here's a bounce pass down low. We're going to have a foul to be called. We got down low to Ben Hagee right underneath the basket. Hastings collapsed on him. And a personal foul is going to be called on Abu. That's going to be his first. Third team foul in the Broncos. Mount Marty will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. This is Patrick Saganovich. He's got the ball. He'll trigger things in. Mount Marty still looking for their first points of the ball game. Lorenzo Davis comes over here to Stansky. Puts the ball on the floor. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side. Now to Lorenzo Davis. Drives the baseline. We got another foul called. And we have a two-shot opportunity here. This is Carson Bloom picking up the foul. That's going to be his first. So Lorenzo Davis goes to the free throw line for Mount Marty. We're down to 11 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half, and Mount Marty is still looking for their first points of the ballgame. 20-0. Hastings has got the lead. A shot by Davis is up there. It's no good. Here comes Bud Smith back into the ballgame now. Anthony Stansky will come to the bench. Back in. There's going to be Tyler Payer. Payer comes in for Zach Tellis. Lorenzo Davis back to the free throw line and trying to get the lid taken off of the basket here. Lorenzo Davis looks up there, and the shot is going to be good.
So they score their first point of the ball game as the crowd here gives them a hand with 11 minutes and 31 seconds to play. They get a free throw as 20-1 in favor of Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Here's Abu Fall driving the baseline. It's cut off. Abu working down there, throws it up off of the glass and scores. Abu has looked strong here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. He has got 4 field goals and 8 points. And it's 22-1. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Lorenzo Davis driving the baseline. Nice pass to Sivanovic, and he lays it in. Patrick Sivanovic gets the first field goal of the ball game now. At the 11-minute mark, they went 9 minutes in this basketball game without hitting a field goal. And they've fallen behind by 19 points. Here's bombs away from Carson Bloom. A 3-pointer is up and in. This could be target practice today for Hastings. Carson Bloom with 5 points. Mount Marty is 8th in the conference in allowing points. They're giving up 76 points per ballgame. Now we're going to have an offensive foul. Bun Smith is totally laid out. Carson Bloom at the free throw line. And Bun Smith is going to be hit with a second personal foul. Richardson back into the ballgame now for Mount Marty. Jake Hamburger comes in for Hastings College. 10 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first half. It is 25-3. Hastings College with the lead here over Mount Marty, the team that is 10th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as the standings are concerned. There's a Brent Wells with the ball in the lane. His little short jumper is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Chris Richardson. Richardson to the far sideline, down to Tyler Payer. Payer hustles back in the offensive zone. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Payer, bounce pass, throwing out of bounds. Turnover number 10 already on Mount Marty. And their head coach is just shaking his head in front of their bench down here. Andrew Baker in his first year here in the Yankton, South Dakota. Things have not gone well for the Lancers this year. Just 2-14 in the conference, 4-20 overall. And now they have fallen behind Hastings here, 25-3. Pryor gets the ball inside to Abu. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled again. Abu Fall has got 10 points here in the first 10 minutes of the ballgame, and he didn't even start the contest. Abu will go to the free throw line now as he is fouled into play. The Broncos lead by a score of 27-3. End of the ballgame now is going to be Mitchell Newhouse. Ben Hagee will come out. So Mitchell Newhouse now in the ballgame for Mount Marty. He's a 6'6" freshman out of Rapid City, South Dakota. Abu to the free throw line here. A 61% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Abu Fall with 11 points here in the contest, and Hastings leads by a score of 28-3. Lorenzo Davis has got the ball. Lorenzo Davis comes over here to Payer. Free throw line extended to the left side. Now they work it inside to Newhouse. Skip pass down in the corner to Davis. His shot for three is no good. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called here on Mount Marty. Abu had his hands on it there. A personal foul is going to be called on the Lancers. It's going to go on Chris Richardson. That's going to be a second. So two fouls now on Chris Richardson. Down to the scorer's table is going to be Nermin Krzalik as he checks into the ballgame now. Richardson will come to the bench. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Jake Hamburger. Hamburger's got 3 points and a 3-pointer so far. 28-3. Hastings College has got the lead. Hamburger's free throw is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. 9 fouls already on Mount Marty here in this first half of play. They've got 10 turnovers. They have fallen behind 29-3. Next shot is up there. It's good. 30-3. Hastings with a lead with 9 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Mount Marty has got the ball. They got just 1 field goal so far in the ball game. 1 field goal and 1 free throw. Mount Marty works against the Hastings College pressure. This is going to be Lorenzo Davis out here in 3-point territory. Brings it back on the wing. That's Kazalik with the ball. Down to Payer out here at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. Sigonovich. Now to Payer on the elbow. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called on the rebound. A foul is going to go on the rebound here. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Wells. Or rather on Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Here comes Brandon Krause into the ball game now. Wells will come to the bench. 9:16 to play. Hastings, ranked number 15 in the country, is putting it to Mount Marty today. 30-3 is the score here in the first half. Payer has got the ball, moves it down in the corner to Bun Smith, rather to Sigonovich. Out here now to Krzalik. across the top to Lorenzo Davis. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected away, picked up by Saganovich. Now he's going to be stripped of the ball. It's picked up by Abu Fall. A turnover again on the Lancers. Here's Wells at the other end. He's mauled in the play. A foul is going to be called on Saganovich for Mount Marty. That's going to be his first. And that's going to be the 10th team foul on the Lancers here in the first half of play. And Hastings will go to the free throw line. We actually have people here today, but a very quiet crowd as they've watched the hometown team fall behind by 27 points here in the first half. Brett Wells to the free throw line. He's got 4 points on a couple of field goals. As Wells looks up there, the shot is going to be good. They'll have one more. Here comes four players back into the contest for Mount Bonnie as they continue to search for a combination that's going to work out there. 31-3 as the score. Mount Bonnie is just 1 out of 9 on their field goal tries here to start the ball game. One field goal and one free throw for the Lancers in the first 10 minutes plus. Second shot, no good, but an offensive rebound for Hastings. And now the pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. It was tipped out. Hamburger sends the ball down to the baseline. It was off of the fingertips of Brent Wells, but it was tapped out of his hands. That'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. He comes out here to Brent Wells. Back down in the corner to Krause. He fakes the three. Drives the baseline. Can't penetrate. Comes out here to Wells on the wing. Now to Hamburger. Now to Akeem Morissot. Morissot bounce pass to the near sideline. Wells cranks up a 15-footer. His shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Hastings grabs it again. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Over to Hamburger. Sends it inside to Lena. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. We got an offensive charging foul as Lena runs over a man in the lane. That's Alex Irvine. So Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. I'm sure Hastings with his big lead. Bill Gabers does not want his team to get sloppy. He wants to keep the pressure on. Play likes us a couple of possession ball game. Continue to improve. I can read his mind already. 31-3 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. Here's Mount Marty with the ball and a traveling violation over there on Bud Smith. 12 turnovers on Mount Marty here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. And my stat monitor just went blank. They're probably hoping we'll have an outage. 31-3 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here comes Hastings back. Here's Brandon Krause off of the baseline. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to Chris Richardson. Richardson takes it down the far sideline to Bud Smith. He penetrates to the goal. The shot is up there and in. Bud Smith scores. Now it's 31-5. That's their second field goal of the ball game, and it occurs at the 7:54 mark of this first half here in Yankton, South Dakota. Brandon Krause out to Hamburger inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there. Off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Tyler Payer. Payer gets the ball ahead. Long pass down to Florida. Irvine, he's stripped of the ball, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Lena. The second foul on Zach Lena. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on the Broncos. So this will be a 1-1 situation now. Going to the free throw line is going to be Alex Irvine. And now we've got a timeout. Hastings. Bill Gabers wants to call a timeout with 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in half number 1 from Yankton. The score, Hastings 31, Mount Marty 5.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it took the Lancers 9 minutes to hit their first field goal of the ball game today. Then it took them another 3 minutes to hit their second field goal. It's now a 31-5 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. Alex Irvine to the free throw line for Mount Marty. He's a 71% foul shooter. His shot is up there and his shot is good. That's his second free throw that the Lancers have made today. The score is now 31-6. Hastings has got the lead here in men's college basketball for the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Irvine's next shot is up there. That one is going to be straight through the hole. Irvine, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 31-7. Hastings with the lead and the basketball. Here's Akeem Morissot hustling into the forecourt. Morissot comes over here on the near sideline. Brandon Krause, his pass is deflected. It's saved here by the Lancers. Nice save there by Chris Richardson. Long pass down to Ford. Driving, shooting, and stuffing it home is Tyler Payer. Payer stuffs one home for the Lancers. And now it's 31-9. Brings a rise to the crowd here. 31-9. Hastings has got the lead. There's Brent Wells with the ball right side of the lane. Backs up. He's in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Lena. Follow shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Chris Richardson. Richardson down the far sideline. That's going to be Smith with the ball. He drives, shoots, and misses. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. That's going to be Alex Irvine with the offensive board and the putback. It's now a 20-point lead for Hastings at 30-11. Broncos come back now. Here's Brent Wells with the ball. Brent Wells to Brandon Krause out here in 3-point territory. Krause on the dribble, moves it to the top of the key. Now to Akeem Morissette. Morissette holds it. There's a pass to Zach Lina. He drives the baseline. Offensive foul is going to be called, and Zach Lina runs over a defender, and all of a sudden the Lancers have caught fire here. Alex Irvine takes one there. He's run over by Zach Lina. Zach has got 3 fouls now, and he's going to have to come out of the ball game. Lina comes out. Here comes Abu Fall back into the contest. So Hastings with a 20-point lead at 31-11, but last couple of possessions, Mount Marty has got some momentum going down here in the first half of play. Here's Bud Smith with the ball, dribbling right to left across the top of the key, reverses the ball, gets it to Richardson. His pass is going to be off of the target, but it's picked up here by Tyler Payer. Payer brings it back to Bud Smith on the wing. Smith spins at the elbow, drives it down the lane. Here's a pass to Irvine. It's not going to be no good. Rebound, Abu. Abu has got it, falling out of bounds, gets it into the hands of Brandon Krause, down to the far sideline to Woolman. 6 minutes to play. Here's a woman over here on the near side. Brandon Krause has got it. Back out to Brady Woolman. Over to Hamburger. Fakes the three. Sends it down to a Brent Wells. Wells dribbles once. Back to Hamburger. In the right wing down to Brady Woolman. Woolman pulls up. Shoots a 12-footer. Good. Brady Woolman hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 7 points. Got 5 free throws. And the Broncos now lead 33-11. Here in the first half in Yankton. Here's a Chris Richardson with the ball to Bud Smith. He drives it. Throws it over here to Payer from the baseline. 3-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger to Wells. Now to Woolman. Drives, puts it up there, left-handed shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings, though. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Now to the far side. It's going to be intercepted. Chris Richardson has got the ball. Drives it back 2-on-2 to the goal. And shot is up there and in. Richardson scores. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos again lead by 20 points. It is 33-13. Brandon Krause to the far sideline. The Hamburger shot is up there and in. A 3-pointer. That's his second tray of the ball game for Jake Hamburger. He's got 8 points, 36-13. Hastings with the lead. Here's Chris Richardson with the ball. Down to a Kazalik as he drives it into the paint. Mishandles the ball, picks it back up. Bud Smith down in the corner. Richardson for 3, shot no good. Rebound Wells of Hastings. Wells sends it to the far sideline. Brady Woolman brings it into the offensive zone. Woolman dribbling with the ball, brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it to Hamburger. Hamburger wanted to pull the trigger again from 3, but instead sends it down low to Krause, and his pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Woolman. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game. He replaces Brandon Krause. Lorenzo Davis comes back in. Kazalik comes out now for the Lancers of Mount Marty. 36-13, men's college basketball action for you today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. There's a 3-pointer thrown up there by Hamburger. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Lancers. Chris Richardson has got the ball, sends it inside. Mitchell Newhouse into the ball game now. He's got the ball down to Lorenzo Davis. Davis out to Chris Richardson, picked up there by Woolman of Hastings. Here's a Payer with the ball. He dribbles and a traveling violation. 13 turnovers called now on Mount Marty here in this first half of play. Hastings College will come back the other direction. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by the score of 36-13. Hastings scored the first 19 points of the basketball game here today. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball. Here on the right wing, Woolman comes out to Hamburger. Down the left side, Carson Bloom. Inside to Abu Fall. Back out to a Brady Woolman at the top of the key. 17 on the shot clock. Woolman comes over here to a Brent Wells on the wing to Hamburger. Brings it back to Carson Bloom, still beyond the 3-point circle, and now we got a foul called. An offensive foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to be on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. A blocking foul on Jake, trying to set a screen over here. Picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 9 on Hastings. No free throws here. As the Lancers will come back the other direction. They're trailing by the score of 36-13 here in the first half. There's a Mitchell Newhouse. He's trying to drive it down the lane, but the ball's poked loose. It's picked up here by Payer out here in three-point territory. Now a foul is going to be called on Bloom. Bloom trying to poke the ball loose there from Lorenzo Davis and picks up the foul for his effort. That's going to be three fouls now on Carson Bloom. Zach Lena's got three. Here comes Brandon Krause. He comes out of the scorer's table. He will check in at the next opportunity. Lorenzo Davis will go to the free throw line for Mount Marty. He's got 1 point in the ball game. He's one out of two from the line. He's a 70% foul shooter in the season. Davis' shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. Here comes Krause into the ball game now. Carson Bloom will check out. 3:38 to play in the first half. Hastings 36 and Mount Marty 14. Lorenzo Davis will have one more. Throws it up there. The shot is going to be good. Perfect. It's now 36 to 15. The Lancers are trailing here in the ball game as Brendan Krause brings the ball back up for Hastings. Over to Wells. Now at the Jake Hamburger. Hamburger on the dribble on the far side. Hamburger picks up the dribble. Now gets it to Brent Wells. Top of the key to Lohman for three. Shot is up there. Yes. Brady Lohman hits a three-pointer. He's got 10 points here in the first half, and Hastings leads 39 to 15. There's Lorenzo Davis with the ball for Mount Marty. Davis's pass is going to be deflected. It's loose, but it's picked up on the far sideline. Chris Richardson has got it. Richardson works against Hamburger, drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger leads a three-on-three break. Now back the other way to Wells. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he was called for the traveling violation on the way in. They had the break coming back the other way, but Wells is called for the traveling. That's going to be two turnovers. That one Hastings as Wells has a couple of words with the officials to see what he did wrong here. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out to a 39-15 lead. One thing about it, nobody calls a timeout when you got a game like this. Just a timeout burned by Hastings so far. We're down to 3 minutes to play. Already in a rapidly moving first half of play here. From Yankton, South Dakota, Lorenzo Davis has got the ball over to Payer on the wing. Payer behind his screen, spins at the elbow. Can't go for the shot, comes over here to Lorenzo Davis. He drives it. His pass deflected is picked up by Bud Smith in the corner. Smith out of Payer, comes out to Richardson. He drives it, and a foul is going to be called here. And going Brandon Krause. That's going to be the first foul on Krause. Team foul number 10 on Hastings. So now we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Going to the line will be Chris Richardson. He's got a field goal and 2 points so far today. 61% foul shooter on the season. He's 16 out of 26. Richardson dips the knees, fires up a shot. It's going to be straight to the hole. It is good. Chris Richardson, 6'2", a junior from Convent, Louisiana. Averaging 12 points, about 3.7 rebounds per game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Richardson. And the Hastings lead is now 39 to 17 here in the first half of play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Wells on the wing. Brent Wells out to Woolman, top of the key. Woolman's going to drive the ball, spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be too strong, no good. And the rebound's going to be lost out of bounds there. Bud Smith had it in his hands and lost it out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. They get a fresh shot clock. 2:15 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by a score of 39 to 17. Brent Wells, that's going to be Hamburger inbounding the ball down there. Hamburger gets out to Woolman, out of Hamburger to Woolman, now to Brent Wells at the elbow, left side of the lane. Brings it back out to Jake Hamburger, now to Woolman here on the near sideline. They send it into Abu. Abu working against the Mitchell Newhouse, spins. He puts up their left-handed, misses badly. Rebound loose. Brent Wells has got it. His shot good, and he's fouling the play. Brent Wells on the offensive glass. He scores. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to be called on Mitchell Newhouse of Mount Marty. That's going to be his first. 10 fouls plus now on the Lancers here in this first half of play. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Thayer. We have not seen him for a while. Alex Thayer seeing some playing time here in the first half, a 5'10" junior out of Superior. With a score of 41-17, everybody's going to get playing time, I assume, today. There's a shot by Wells from the free throw line, hits the back iron and down through the hole. Wells now with 8 points in the contest. It's 42-17. Hastings College has got the lead. Lorenzo Davis with the ball now to Chris Richardson. Richardson out here in three-point territory, picked up by Hamburger. Bounce pass inside to Bud Smith. He dribbles down in the corner in the left side, and now the ball's going to be poked out of his hands by Abu. Bob Marty will play things in. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. End of the ball game now for Mount Marty is going to be Alex Irvine. Irvine comes in. Mitchell Newhouse checks out. 23 left on the shot clock. 1:54 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top, 42-17. They played things in on the far side. Kozalik dribbling the ball toward the goal. Here's a jump pass down in the corner. Lorenzo Davis, he drives into the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells now to Alex Thayer here in backcourt. Thayer gets the ball to Wells down the near sideline. Krause has got the ball out to Alex Thayer out here in three-point territory. He sends it to Wells down in the corner. Hamburger for three. Shot is up there short, no good. Rebound Krause. Jump pass back out on top. Alex Thayer now to Abu Fall. He spins toward the baseline. Now he stops and goes out to Brendan Krause at the top of the key. Now to Thayer. Bounce pass down here to Wells and a traveling violation on Brent. Mount Marty is 5 out of 18 from the field so far in this ballgame. 5 out of 18 for 27.8%. They hit only one out of their first 10 shots. Here's Chris Richardson with the ball. Now to Bud Smith. Down on the corner left side, Lorenzo Davis. Mishandling the ball there is Kozalik, but he picks it up here on the near sideline. Now Chris Richardson with the ball to the far side, and out of bounds is Bud Smith. Mount Marty gives it right back to the Broncos. Back into the ballgame for Hastings is going to be Andrew Pryor. Pryor comes in. Here comes Brent Wells out of the ballgame. 1:02 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Lancers of Mount Marty. The score is 42-17. Men's college basketball. Here comes Alex Thayer back with the ball. The Krause on the far side. Pass out to Hamburger. Nearly intercepted. Hamburger sends it over to Krause. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu. Abu drives it to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Abu mishandled the ball, but he picks her back up and scores with it. He's got 13 points here in the first half. Hastings leading 44-17. Here's Bud Smith with the ball. Bud Smith out to Lorenzo Davis. Out to Chris Richardson here at the top of the key. Throws up a three ball. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Krause. A high hop off of the rim there. Brandon Krause grabs the ball for Hastings. Krause into the forecourt. Dribbling with the ball now with 20 seconds to go. Here in the first half, Hastings will play for the final shot here, leading by a score of 44-17. You better lock the doors. The Mount Marty Lancers may elect to just walk out of the gym after this first half. Here's a Hamburger off of the right baseline. His shot is up there and in. Hamburger scores. He's now got 10 points in the first half. Here's a shot from backcourt. It's off of the rim. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play here today in Yankton. Hastings blowing the Lancers right out of here at halftime. The score, it's Hastings 46, Mount Marty 17. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton this afternoon. Hastings College out on top of Mount Marty today at halftime. The score is 46-17. If you're just joining us, Hastings scored the first 19 points of this ballgame. Mount Marty got a free throw at the 11:31 mark of the first half to make it a 20-1 ballgame. They got their first field goal at the 11-minute mark. By then it was 22-3. Mount Marty got their second field goal with 7:54 to play in the first half. By then, it was 31-5. And you get the picture. The Broncos are dominating here in the ball game today over Mount Marty. The score is 46-17. Scoring in the first half for Mount Marty, they got 4 points from Chris Richardson. Richardson had a field goal, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Richardson with 4. Alex Irvine has got 4 points. He's got a field goal. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Lorenzo Davis, he's got 3 points. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Bud Smith, he has got a field goal for 2 points. Tyler Payer, he's got a field goal for 2. And Patrick Saganovich, he's got a field goal and 2 points for the Lancers. Mount Marty, 7 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. And unofficially, 11 turnovers in the basketball game. For Hastings College, they're being led so far by Abu Fall. Abu has got 13 points in the ball game. He's got 6 field goals, and he has 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Abu, after his good performance the other night against Doan, has come back with 13 points in the first half here for the Broncos in the first half of this ball game. Jake Hamburger, he's got 10 points in the ball game. Hamburger has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers, and Hamburger has got 10 points here at the break. The other score is for Hastings. You've got Brent Wells. He's got 3 field goals, and he's got 2 free throws, 2 out of 3 from the line. He's got 8 points. And also scoring the first half for the Broncos was Carson Bloom. He's got a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. Hastings 10 out of 12 from the free throw line in the first half of play. The Broncos have committed 6 turnovers here in the basketball game. So Hastings, after jumping out to a 19-0 lead, they've got the lead here at halftime by a score of 46-17. Shooting numbers here in the contest, as you might expect, Mount Marty under 25%. In fact, they're hitting only 5 out of 21 from the field, 23.8% in the first half. They were only 1 out of their first 10 today. So Mount Marty was 5 out of 21 in the first half for 23%. Hastings 16 out of 34 for 47%. The Lancers are 0 out of 5 on 3-pointers. Hastings 4 out of 7 for 57%. Mount Marty hitting 7 out of 8 from the free throw line for 87%. Hastings 10 out of 12 for 83%. The rebounds, Hastings has got 24 rebounds in the ball game compared to 9 for Mount Marty. Hastings came up with 11 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. Mount Marty has got 1 offensive rebound and 8 on defense. Block shots, Hastings with 4 block shots and 3 steals. Mount Marty has got 2 block shots and 2 steals. Hastings College, the 15th ranked team in the NAIA Division II poll, comfortably ahead over the Lancers of Mount Marty here at halftime. The score is 46-17. Again, in the women's ball game earlier today, it was won by Hastings over Mount Marty, 80-65. Broncos led 37-30 at halftime. Mount Marty was within 6 points at 57-51 with 10 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ball game, and that's when Hastings went on a 12-1 run to increase their lead to 69-52 with about 7 and 7.5 minutes to play in the ball game. And Hastings goes on to win it today on a score of 80-65 over the Lancers. Broncos getting some big performances in the ball game today. It was Jamie Van Kirk scoring 23 points and grabbing 8 rebounds. Laurel Zwiener had a double-double today. She had 15 points and 12 rebounds. Frankie Peterson also with a double-double today. She had 13 points and 10 rebounds. Hastings College wins it by a score of 80-65. And the Broncos, they come back from their loss the other night to Doan, and they're now 22-3 on the season. 13-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty falls to 10-16. They're now 2-15 in conference play. The other scores in the GPAC as far as the women are concerned today, it was Northwestern beating Doan 77-56. Morningside 68, Midland 67. Briarcliff over Nebraska Wesleyan 86-52. And tonight Concordia is playing in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan. Men's college basketball from earlier today, Nebraska beat Northwestern 53-49. Huskers are now 12-10 on the season. They're 4-6 in the Big Ten Conference. Teron Pettaway, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block shot today as the Huskers beat Northwestern on the road by a score of 53-49. We're at halftime here. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Tyson Avronik is standing by. He's got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHIS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here at 1230, here on 1230 KHS. Tyson Avronik with you at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us on the program, we have the coach of the Hastings College golf team, Coach Lloyd McIntyre, joining us on the show. Coach, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Ty.
Coach, I brought you on the program this evening because I wanted to talk a little bit about an event that is coming up this weekend. Hastings College Golf, again, holding their annual silent auction and pancake feed. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
Well, this Sunday, February 9th at 9 a.m. Till 1 p.m., the men's golf team is going to have their annual fundraiser at the Baird Alumni Center. Over there, 1001 North 6th Avenue. It's something we do every year to kind of help the rising costs of travel and getting these guys out and participating. But the funds that we generate goes to the team, and it helps us, you know, get guys to more events and gives them a better experience overall. So.
Okay, we'll talk more about this event and specifics here in just a little bit on the program, but sort of give us the, even though there's snow on the ground this evening, sort of give us maybe a preview of what we're going to expect with the Hastings College golf team.
Yeah, absolutely. This fall, we were pretty competitive. We played better than we have in the past. The guys are working hard. We kind of struggled at our last conference meet. We had two of our top players not play great that day. It was really challenging conditions. But, you know, I'm looking forward to what the spring has in store for us. They're working hard this off season. The YMCA has partnered with us, and they're working out there and doing things as a team and hopefully getting stronger. And that will translate into, you know, better results this spring because they can – you know, let their athletic ability take care of everything else. Once, you know, they've done the preparations, they're preparing to go out and compete. And I'm excited about what the spring has in store for us. So,
you mentioned a little bit about travel costs, the rising travel costs for the Hastings College golf team. As far as road trips are concerned, when we're looking at the spring schedule, anything on the radar that's particularly exciting for your for the team?
Well, obviously, our GPAC tournaments are a big deal for us. They decide who goes to nationals, and they happen really quickly this year. The first one, I believe, is April 18th, and we actually get to host that tournament, which is nice. It's at Lachlan. And then a week later, our fourth and final GPAC tournament is in Yankton, South Dakota at Fox Run. And so those two tournaments, you know, they happen real quickly, and they're gonna determine who from our conference goes to the national tournament. And so those are important events for us for sure.
Once again, Lloyd McIntyre joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, the head coach of the Hastings College golf team, talking about the 7th annual Silent Auction and Pancake Feed coming up here this weekend. Sort of just kind of give us the day's agenda for the Pancake Feed.
Yeah, 9 a.m., we're going to open the doors. People can come in and come and go as they please. It's a free little offering. We're not selling tickets or anything like that. We're going to have a raffle for a Hastings College Bronco golf bag. And then also the silent auction's got a bunch of golf-related items. We're going to have, foursomes for various golf courses here in town and in the state. Lachlan, Heritage Hills and McCook, Indian Trails, just to name a few. And then we've also got some artwork that Tom Krieger's put together for us and some other stuff, too, from things that people in the community have donated to us. But when they come, there'll be pancakes and sausage and orange juice and coffee, and it's just a good time to come together and fellowship and relax. And, it's pretty laid back, but it helps us out a lot, so...
Again, that's the 7th annual Silent Auction Pancake Feed going on for the Hastings College golf team. Lloyd McIntyre has been our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight Show. Coach, how successful, you mentioned this is the 7th one, how successful has this been in the past for your team?
It's been a huge lift for us financially. Every year, we do pretty good. And that's a credit to the community and to the guys' hard work that they put into it. But it's made a difference in our program and the experience we're providing our young people. And we just really appreciate the support that we've gotten over the years. And it's really helped us out a lot.
Once again, Lloyd McIntyre joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, the head man of the Hastings College golf team. A great opportunity to support the Hastings College golf program coming up this Sunday over at the Barrett Alumni Center. It's the 7th annual Silent Auction and Pancake Feed. And so, Coach, up until we get a little break in the weather, enjoy your off season, and we look to chat with you again in the spring.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ty. Take care.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half just now getting started. Jake Hamburger on the opening possession hits a field goal for Hastings, and it's now a 48-17 ball game in favor of the Broncos. Jake Hamburger wastes no time. Hastings picks up right where they left off at the end of the first half. Hamburger, it's an easy field goal. 48-17. Hastings College has got the lead. Mount Barney will shoot to our basket to our right. We'll see if this basket is any kinder to the Lancers here on their home floor. Here's Davis. Nice pass underneath the basket. His shot's up and in. Sam Four scoring there. Sam's first playing time for Mount Barney as he starts the second half. He gets the field goal. It's now 48-19. Hastings College has got the lead. There's Zach leaning with the ball. Now to Hamburger again from the elbow. Bounce pass goes down low. Zach has got it. Working the baseline. His shot is up there. It rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Ben Hagee. Hagee has got it now for Mount Marty. Running back the other way. Lorenzo Davis has got it. Lorenzo on the wing. Bounce pass down on the baseline. That's a Stansky with the ball. Stansky brings it out to Four. Comes over here on the near side. Here's a Jack driving to the basket. That's a Fleisig. Grant Fleisig scoring to the basket there. Grant Fleisig, so they've had about 13 guys that have played in this ball game so far as they continue to look for something that's going to work out there. It's now a 48-21 ball game. Hastings in the lead. Here's Wells. His shot is up there and in. Brent Wells scores on the assist from Brady Lohman, and it's now 50-21. Hastings with the lead. Anthony Stansky has got the ball for Mount Marty out here in three-point territory. Now to Lorenzo Davis. Davis dribbling with the ball. Now sends it over here to Grant Fleissig on the wing. Dribbles it to the elbow as he works against Brent Wells. Cross-court pass goes to Davis. Takes it down to the baseline. Tries to shovel the ball from the lane. That's going to be intercepted. A turnover on the Lancers. Coming back the other way. Driving for the basket is going to be Lena. They're going to hit him with a personal foul. Rather, that was Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause taking the ball back the other way for Hastings, and he goes down in the lane. And he gets whistled for the offensive charge. So Brandon Krause picks up his second personal foul. So the Lancers will come back trailing in the ball game by a score of 50-21. Here's Lorenzo Davis here on the near sideline. That's Sam Four with the ball. Sam Four sends it down in the corner. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Fleissig out of bounds. Grant Fleissig can't control the pass. That's going to be turnover number 14 on Mount Marty here in the ballgame. End of the contest now is going to be Patrick Saganovic. Saganovic comes in. Fleissig comes to the bench. 7:44 to play in the game. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty today by a score of 50-21. Here's Brady Lohman, free throw line extended left side. Moves it on the dribble down on the baseline. Sends the ball inside to Lena. And another offensive foul is going to be called as Zach Lena knocks down a defender. That's Lorenzo Davis. So Zach Lena just picked up his fourth personal foul. He's going to have to come out of the ball game now. And Abu Fall will come in there. Abu had a sensational first half. He scored 13 points. So Zach Lena comes to the bench now for Hastings. Bill Gaver is going to have a couple of words with the official as he comes up the near sideline. Lorenzo Davis will send it down here to Anthony Stansky. Stansky moves it over on the left side. Left open over there is going to be Alex Irvine. His pass is going to be deflected. Now we got a foul called again. Ball poked away, but a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Abu. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number three on Hastings. The Lancers with no fouls so far here in the second half of play. Saganovic will inbound the ball way outside to Sam Four. He sends it over here to Lorenzo Davis on the wing. Davis picked up by Lohman. There's a bounce pass inside to Ben Hagee. His shot over Abu is going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought down here by Hamburger of Hastings. So a block shot there by Abu Fall. Now Wells driving to the goal, and he's going to be pushed from behind, and a foul is going to be called. Foul's going to go on Patrick Saganovic for Mount Marty. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Lancers. Bud Smith into the ball game now, replacing Anthony Stansky. Hastings will inbound, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Lohman just hits it off of a defender and then grabs the ball, and he misses a short little jumper. He had his back to the basket. Lohman just plays it off of his back and tried to hit a cheap one there, but he missed it. There's a shot taken from the right side, no good by Sam Four, and the rebound comes down on the weak side by Lohman. He runs her back the other way. Lohman now to Wells, 15-footer. It's off of the front rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Lorenzo Davis. Davis runs her back the other way for the Lancers in the center of the floor. Now comes over here on the right wing. His pass out on top to Saganovic. Drives it down the left side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. And it is picked up here by Wells. One on two. He takes it to the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Bud Smith. Here comes the Lancers back the other way. Two on two. Smith has the ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. As Smith loses the ball out of bounds, going for the hole there. So Mount Marty now with 15 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings College has got seven. Here comes Andrew Pryor into the ball game. Pryor comes in, and Brent Wells comes out. 16 minutes and 20 seconds to play in this contest. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 50-21. Some other scores. Morningside is leading Midland at halftime, 47-30. And it is Doan out on top of Northwestern today at halftime, 36-35. Couple of scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings leading here, 50-21. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball at the top of the key. Reverses it and comes over here on the left side. That's Hamburger with the ball. Now to Lohman, top of the key. Lohman sends over to Krause on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu, and a foul is going to be called. Ben Hagee is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Mount Marty. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on the Lancers. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings playing things in. Here comes Alex Irvine back into the ball game now for Mount Marty. And coming to the bench is going to be Ben Hagee. So the Lancers are substituting just about every dead ball. Every chance they get somebody in there, they do. Hastings with the ball here. It's going to be Lohman out here in three-point territory. Flips it away to Krause. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Abu now, right side of the lane. Abu off the hamburger. Near sideline to Krause. He holds the ball. Brandon Krause gets away, dribbles into the lane. Then his pass will be deflected away. Krause picks her back up out here in three-point territory. He's got Lancers at his feet. Now that the hamburger is shot for three is good. Jake Hamburger throws up a three ball and scores. Brandon Krause was surrounded by Lancers down at his feet. He just got the ball in the hamburger, who sends it down through the hole. And now back to the other end. Bud Smith loses the ball on a bounce, driving the baseline. A turnover on the Lancers. Here comes Morissette back into the ball game for Hastings. Carson Bloom will check in. Hamburger comes to the bench, and so does Brandon Krause. 15-24 to play here in the contest. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty today by the score of 53-21. Broncos scored the first 20 points of the ball game here this afternoon. Here's Andrew Pryor with the ball. Goes over to Akeem Morissette. High right side. Morissette holds it. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted in the corner by Chris Richardson. Richardson comes back. He gives it away. Here's Bud Smith. It sounds up and in. Bud Smith scores. Richardson gets the assist. Bud Smith now with 4 points in the ball game. It's now 53-23. The Broncos with a 30-point lead. Here's Abu. He goes for the basket, and the ball's going to be knocked out of his hands by Bud Smith. Abu was thinking tomahawk chop right there. But the ball was knocked out of his hands by Bud Smith. And it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball, baseline right side. Here's Carson Bloom. Carson sends it out in the corner. Andrew Pryor, he drives the baseline and shot off the window. No good. Pryor had the rebound. He lost it. Now we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to be on Mount Marty. It's going to go on Alex Irvine. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three now in the Lancers. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it into Pryor. Pryor dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Moves it to the free throw line. Now down to Lohman on the right side. His shot is up and in. Brady Lohman, a baseline jumper from the right side. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. 55-23, Hastings in the lead. Driving for the hole, a traveling violation is going to be called here. At least one step. Chris Richardson whistled for the travel. That's going to be turnover number 17 now on the Lancers. 17 turnovers, 23 points. 14 and a half minutes to play here. Hastings College with the lead. Carson Bloom has got the ball. Carson goes to Lohman at the free throw line. Out to Pryor for three. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Andrew Pryor knocks down a three ball for Hastings. He's just seeing extended playing time here with the injury to Tobin Reinwald. It's now 68-23. There's a pass underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Somebody lost Alex Irvine. He was wide open. Irvine's now got 6 points in the ball game for the Lancers. Here's Akeem Morissette back with the ball for Hastings. Morissette now to Pryor. Deep in the corner on the left side, Carson Bloom holds it. Two-handed pass comes out to Abu at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Dribbles behind his back. And you know, he's just going to be fouling the play. Abu fall. All of a sudden, has come up with some ball handling skills. He took that down the lane. He's fouling the play here, but no free throws. That's going to be the fourth team foul called on the Lancers in the first half or second half of play. Hastings will play things in. They get it to Morissette down here in the corner. Morissette goes inside to Abu, spins toward the baseline. His reverse layup is up there and in. Abu Fall scores again. Abu has now got 15 points in the ball game. It's 60-25. Hastings in the lead. Here's Chris Richardson with the ball. Richardson over to Tyler Payer. Payer holds it, sends it down in the corner. That's a Saganovich. Takes it to the elbow on the dribble. Puts Abu in the air. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. He runs her back the other way. 3-on-3. Hamburger goes to Alex Thayer. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Saganovich. Saganovich to the near sideline to Bud Smith. He hustles into the offensive zone for Mount Marty, and a foul is going to be called here on Thayer. So Alex Thayer into the ball game now, the product out of Superior, Nebraska. Alex Thayer picks up the personal foul here. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings here in the ball game, second half. 13-12 remaining. It's 60-25. Here's a pass out on top to Payer behind the screen. Throws up a shot from 18. That's going to be no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. It's going to be a foul on the Lancers about Marty. Saganovich picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. I can probably count the people remaining in the arena today on the Mount Marty side on two hands. It was a mass exit by halftime here as their team was trailing in the ball game 46-17. We got a handful of people are hanging around on the Lancers side on the far side to see the end of this one. Their team now down 60-25 as Hastings keeps the pressure on Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger comes out here to Carson Bloom. Now to Hamburger. Sends it inside to Abu. Abu with his back to the basket. Now drives it to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Abu Fall has got 17 points in the ball game. He's leading the Broncos in scoring so far. Hamburger's got 15. 62-25. There's another pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on the Mount Marty. And now Hastings commits a turnover themselves. Carson Bloom sending it to the far sideline. To Akeem Morrison. He's whistled for the steps. 8 turnovers on Hastings. 18 turnovers on Mount Marty. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Be a good time for a pizza. 62-25. There's a shot taken from 3. No good by Chris Richardson. Rebound comes down to Abu. Abu gets it away now. And we're going to see some new folks into the ball game now for Hastings College. There's a shot up there and in. It's going to go on Akeem Morrison. Akeem knocks down his shot there. Now we got a timeout called from the Lancers of Mount Barney. 12 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the ball game. Morrison hitting the last field goal for the Broncos, and Hastings has the lead. It's the Broncos 64, Mount Barney 25.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Wednesday night back at the Osborne Sports Complex. In fact, we will be at home next Wednesday and next Saturday. Game times on Wednesday will be at 6 and at 8 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. It's Wesleyan week. We got Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday, Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. Those will be the final two regular season games for Hastings at home, and it will finish up on the road the following week at Midland and at Northwestern before the GPAC tournament starts later on in the month of February. 64-25 is the score. Hastings College with a big lead here over the Lancers of Mount Marty. They're trying to finish things off here. We got 12 minutes to play in the ball game. Richardson trying to drive it. Now he's going to be fouled in the play. Richardson trying to take it down to the left side of the lane. The foul here is going to be called on Jake Hamburger. Hamburger's second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos. So Alex Thera is out there now for Hastings. And also we see Nate Maloli is out there for the Broncos. So Bill Gaber is going to the bench now here in the second half. Everybody that made the trip, get ready to play here today. Here's a Kazalik driving the ball. Gets it down to the corner to Payer. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he was hacked on the arm here by Abu. Ball picks up his third personal foul. Zach Lynn has already got 4 for Hastings. Carson Bloom has got 3, so a couple of Broncos in foul trouble. Going to the free throw line will be Tyler Payer. He's got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. Payer scored 10 the last time these two teams played. Right before Christmas, shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings beat this team 78-61 earlier this season at the Osborne Sports Complex, leading now 64-26. Next shot by Payer is up there and in, so he hits a couple of free throws. And it's 64-27. Hastings College has got the lead. Here's Maloli with the ball now for Hastings. Gets into the offensive zone as he throws it over here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger directing some offense. Reverses the ball. It's going to be intercepted. A pass intercepted. Payer has got it. He tries to slam one home, and he's going to be fouled in the play. A foul on the way in is going to go on Akeem Morrison. Payer trying to take it the rest of the way, and he missed on the jam. He'll have 2 shots now for the free throw line. The two-handed jam probably would not have tore the roof off of this building. There's not very many people over there to stand and applaud. Tyler Payer to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 64-28. Hastings with the lead. We're down to 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play in this one. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Payer. Coming into the ball game now will be Bud Smith. Bud Smith comes in, and Chris Richardson will come out for the Lancers. Mount Marty 4-20 on the season. They are 2-14. And the Great Plains Athletic Conference has actually got underway today. They fell behind 20-0 in this basketball game, and has not been in contest. Hastings led at halftime 46-17. Here's Morissette with the ball on the wing. Gets it out here to Hamburger. Now to Morissette. Down on the baseline. That's Zach Lena. Skip pass goes to Maloli on the far sideline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Payer. Payer has got the ball now to Kozalik. Hustles back the other way. Bud Smith deep in the corner to Kozalik. Back outside now to Lorenzo Davis. Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Davis picked up there by Akeem Morissette. Over here on the wing on the right side to Payer. Now to Mitchell Newhouse who's into the ball game. Newhouse goes to Lorenzo Davis on the wing. Picked up by Morissette. Throws it down on the baseline. That's Bud Smith with the ball. Takes a 17-footer. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Jake Hamburger with it back for the Broncos. Hamburger gets it into the offensive zone. A pass over here to Morissette. Down to Hamburger. Hamburger directing some traffic. Sends Maloli out here at the top of the key. Morissette's got it on the left wing. Out to Maloli. Down to Hamburger. Cross-court pass comes over here to Morissette. Akeem dribbling with the ball. Comes out to the top of the circle. Sends it over to Hamburger. 13 on the shot clock. Entry pass to get it inside to Zach Lena. He takes it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled in the play. Zach Lena gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's been kind of battling foul trouble today. A personal foul is going to be called on Mount Marty. So Zach Lena will go to the free throw line. Now we got five players in, five players out for the Lancers. Zach Lena will go to the stripe here to try to make this a three-point play. 66-29. Hastings College has got the lead here in this one as Zach Lena will go to the line for the first time today. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Mount Marty. Alex Irvine with a rebound down to Chris Richardson. Richardson gets things away. It's going to be Zach Tellis who's into the ball game now. Top of the key is Irvine. Irvine holds it back over here on the wing to Sam Four. Is back into the ball game for the Lancers. Here's Chris Richardson. Richardson takes it on the right side of the lane. Nice pass underneath the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be good. Alex Irvine. Or check that. That's going to be a Sam Four scoring. Sam Four scoring there for Mount Marty. That's his second field goal. He's got 4 points. It's now 66-31. Hastings with a lead here. Under 10 minutes to play here in this contest. Bounce pass comes inside to Lena. He drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ben Hagee. Hagee has got it now for the Lancers of Mount Marty to the far sideline. Zach Tellis has got it now. Tellis picked up by Akeem Morissette as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Tellis has got it. Tellis picks up the dribble, sends it over here to the near side to Sam Four. He dribbles once. Top of the key, Alex Irvine. Back to Four on the wing. Sam Four takes it down to the baseline on the dribble, and a foul is going to be called here on Lena, and that's going to be number five on Zach Lena. So Lena is out of the ball game now. That's going to be his fifth personal foul. With 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play, Lena will foul out. So Lena leads the game with 2 points. Lena comes out. Here comes Andrew Pryor into the ball game now for Hastings. Carson Bloom also checking out. Alex Thayer is back into the ball game now. 66-31. Hastings out on top with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this one. Sam Ford to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Abu. Ball has got it for the Broncos. Now Alex Thayer down the near sideline to Jake Hamburger. Takes it down on the baseline. Jump pass comes back out on top to Akeem Morissette. Not a prior to Akeem. Now to Thayer. Mount Marty's in a zone defense now. Here's Morissette with the ball in the wing. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane to Abu. Out here to Alex Thayer on the left wing. Alex Thayer dribbling with the ball. Now to Akeem. Down in the corner. Hamburger fakes the three. Dribbles inside the arc. Still can't put up a shot. Here's Morissette with 7 seconds. 5 seconds. Here's a long-range jumper by Thayer. It's up there, no good. Abu grabs the rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Abu fall with an offensive rebound and a score. He's got 19 points in the ballgame now for Hastings. His season high was 20 in the ballgame that he put up against the Tabor earlier this season. Hastings now leading by 37, 68-31. There's a pass that will be deflected out of bounds by Morissette. And it'll be the Lancers playing things in. Matt Nelson is into the ball game now for Hastings. 6'1" senior out of Wilcox, Nebraska. Bill Gavers continues to look at the bench. Who else hasn't played? Maybe the ball boy. He hasn't played. Maybe get him into the contest today. Matt Nelson is in there. Alex Thayer is out there. Andrew Pryor is out there. Also, John DeWard has just checked into the ball game now for Hastings. And also, Nate Maloli. And now we might have some problems at the the scorer's table down here as the officials are over here. And now they're coming over to talk with Bill Gavers. Evidently some maybe a problem with the scorebook. I think a technical foul is going to be called on Hastings. So maybe somebody was not in the scorebook correctly. We're going to have a technical foul called on Hastings. So Zach Tellis will go to the free throw line here. Zach Tellis to the line. He's a 50% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. That makes the score 68-32. So evidently a technical foul has been called because of a scorebook problem down here. His next shot is up there. It is good. So a couple of free throws. 68-33 is the score now. And now the Lancers will play things in here on the near side. And now they beep the horn again. And the head official comes over to make sure everything is set. All right, everything's all situated. 68-33. Hastings in the lead with 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Ben Hagee will inbound the ball to Zach Tellis. So the second and third teamers out there now for Hastings College seeing some playing time. There's Richardson driving. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is rebounded. Richardson gets it back for three. Shot good. Chris Richardson nails a three-pointer from the left side. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 68-36. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball now for Hastings College. Goes over to Nelson. Nelson brings it back to Thayer. He dribbles to the left wing. Out on top now. That's going to be Pryor with the ball. Pryor to Nelson. Jump pass comes over here to Thayer on the near sideline. Bounce pass down low. Chuck Ferguson has got the ball. Works it back around over there to Pryor on the right side. Here's Matt Nelson at the top of the key. Over to Pryor. Takes it down on the baseline. Now to the goal. His shot is up there at in. Andrew Pryor makes a move to the basket and scores. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. It's now a 70-36 contest. Hastings with the lead. Down to 7.5 minutes to play. Here's Zach Tellis with the ball behind his screen. Tellis gets the ball now to Richardson. Richardson sends back down in the corner. There's a shot by Zach Tellis. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It comes out here. Hastings grabs it. That's Pryor with the ball. Andrew Pryor hustles back the other way. Gets it into the hands of Thayer. Now to Pryor. Near side. Here's Nelson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Alex Irvine. Irvine gets it to a Zach Tellis. And here come the Lancers. Hastings College with a lead 70-36. After leading 46-17 at halftime, there's the ball deflected into the backcourt. Goes out of bounds. Sliding into the Bronco bench head first was Alex Thayer. Here comes Bud Smith back into the ballgame now for the Lancers. Going out will be Chris Richardson. So Mount Marty will play things in. This is going to be Zach Tellis with the ball. Tellis works it over there on the wing on the left side to Alex Irvine. Comes out to Ben Hagee. Now to Irvine again. Irvine comes over in the right wing. That's Zach Tellis. His pass is going to be lost out of bounds. A turnover on Mount Marty, their 19th of the ballgame. So Hastings College will come back the other direction. 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by the score of 70-36 in men's college basketball. The women won today 80-65 over the Lancers. Hastings with the ball. Here's Alex Thayer deep in the corner on the left side. Alex Thayer comes out to Chuck Ferguson. Comes across the top to Nelson. He throws up a 15-footer. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound Ferguson, and his shot is up and in. Charles Ferguson hitting on the follow shot there for Hastings. Ferguson is 6'4" senior out of Kimball, Nebraska. But these guys are seeing some playing time here. First time in a while. Alex Irvine has got the ball out to Ben Hagee. Hagee 25 feet away from the basket as Hastings has doubled the score on Mount Marty. It's 72-36. And here's a foul that's going to be called as a Lancer hit the deck over there. Getting up off of the ground is Ben Hagee. A foul is going to be called on Hastings. That's going to go on Ferguson. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Nate Maloli. Maloli is a freshman out of Papillion. So he checks in. Here comes Pryor out of the ball game now. To the free throw line will be Tyler Payer from Mount Barney. His shot is up there. It's good. Tyler Payer is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today. He'll have one more shot. He's a 63% foul shooter in the season. 72-37. Payer will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. 72-38. Hastings challenge of the ball. Here's Maloli into the forecourt now. Goes over to Nelson. Nelson dribbles with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Alex Thayer. Thayer sends it down in the corner. That's Maloli with the ball. Now to Thayer. High left side, back down to Nate in the corner. Bounce pass to Chuck Ferguson. Entry pass to DeWard. He puts it up there. The shot no good. Rebound DeWard. Follow shot is up and in. John DeWard scoring there for Hastings. First field goal of the ball game for DeWard. 74-38 is the score now. Hastings College with the lead. There's a pass down on the baseline. The shot is going to be missed down there by Ben Hagee. And the ball is tipped out. It's picked up here by the Broncos coming back the other way. Maloli down in the corner to Thayer. His shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound is on the weak side. Sam Four has got the ball. Sam Four sends it ahead here for the Lancers. Back out on top. Here's Payer. His shot for three is up there. No good. John DeWard with a rebound. DeWard gets it away to Nate Maloli. Hustles back the other way for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Comes out here with the basketball. It's going to be Nelson. He's on the dribble on the far sideline. Out of Alex there. Cross-court pass comes over here to Maloli. We got a whistle, and we got Maloli out of bounds. As he receives that ball, he forgot where he was on the court here, and he was standing out of bounds. A turnover on the Broncos. They're 10th in the ball game. So Hastings is going to go to 19-6 after this one today. They're going to be 13-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan coming up next Wednesday and Dakota Wesleyan next Saturday. Final two times in the regular season to catch the Broncos at home next Wednesday and Saturday. Finish up with road games at Midland and also Northwestern the following week. 74-38 is the score. There's a shot to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Hitting the deck down there for Mount Marty was Nermeen Kozalik. Now he'll go to the free throw line here. He's fouling the play by DeWard of Hastings. First foul on John DeWard. Going to the free throw line will be Kozalik. He's a 70% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and a shot in and out, no good. 74-38 is the score. The Lancers trailing in the ball game. They have trailed from the opening tap. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Kozalik gets one out of two. Hastings scored the first 20 points of the basketball game here today. Now Nelson can't handle the pass. It's going to be lost. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. We're down to 4:25 to play. There's a bounce pass back the other way. It's right through the fingertips of Alex Irvine out of bounds. The Lancers have got 20 turnovers in the contest themselves. Hastings will come back with the ball, leading 74-39 here in men's college basketball. Nelson has got it. Nelson out to Maloli. Down the wing on the right side. That's going to be Alex Thayer out to Nate. Top of the key, moves over to Thayer again on the wing. It's a zone defense now for Mount Marty. Thayer has got the ball to Maloli at the free throw line, drives it down the lane. A scoop shot is up there and in. Nate Maloli scores on a driving layup. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 76-39. Hastings College has got the lead. Kozalik has got it now for the Lancers to Siganovich, and he throws it to the far side. It's going to be tipped out of bounds there by Hastings. That was Nelson out there defensively for the Broncos. Somebody can tell Coach Gavers he can sit down finally. His team is out on top, 76-39. We got 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Coach is still up there yelling instructions to the guys. There's a shot taken in the lane by Bud Smith. It's going to be knocked down. The ball is loose, and now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Mount Marty, so we'll stay right here. Lancers will play things in with 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Hastings 76, Mount Marty 39. The men's college basketball auction. A lot of work to do up here at Yankton on the men's basketball team for their first-year head coach and Andrew Baker. There's a pass again. It's going to be deflected out of bounds and lost out of bounds off of a Lancer down there on the baseline. So a turnover on Mount Marty. Hastings has got the lead as they bring the ball back here. This is going to be Maloli with it out here. Dribbles to the top of the key, sends it over to Thayer. Now to Maloli again. Switches places. He takes it on the dribble over on the right wing. Comes out to Thayer now at the top of the key. Now to Maloli down on the baseline. There's Chuck Ferguson. His ball's going to be knocked away from him. It's picked up here by Thayer. Back to Ferguson. On the baseline, he goes up for the shot. It's no good, but he was fouled in the play. Puts a man in the air. That was Alex Irvine. Goes up for the shot, and he couldn't hit the bucket. They'll go to the free throw line now to try to tack on a couple of free throws. So it's going to be Chuck Ferguson at the free throw line here for Hastings College. Here comes 5 new players into the ball game now for Mount Marty. 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Hastings has got the lead 76-39. This is Supposed to be an alumni weekend, homecoming type weekend for Mount Marty. They're not being treated very well here today. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Charles Ferguson. He will get one more. Hastings from the free throw line today, shooting the ball pretty well at 10 out of 13. Next shot is up there is good. So Ferguson, 1 out of 2 from the line. He's got 3 points in the ball game. 77 to 39. Hastings with a lead here at men's college basketball. Long afternoon here for the Lancers. Now we're going to have an offensive foul called here on Patrick Saganovich. He had Ferguson right in his face. Saganovich got frustrated there and was just trying to battle Ferguson as Ferguson was right up there close to him, and Saganovich has whistled for his fifth personal foul, and he is done. 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play. He fouls out, leaves with 2 points in the ball game. Lorenzo Davis comes back in to replace him. 77 to 39. Hastings with a lead. Driving to the basket is going to be Maloney. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling a blank. And Maloney will go to the free throw line now. So Maloney has a chance to add to his point total. Maloney has hit a field goal so far in this ball game. And his shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Maloney will have another shot here. The freshman puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. 78 to 39. Hastings and men's college basketball blowing the Lancers out of here. That's been the case since they got off the bus here today. Hastings came out strong, scoring the first 20 points of the ball game today. Mitchell Newhouse has got the ball. Now to Sam Ford. There's a pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Broncos down there. Nelson has got the ball to Alex Thayer. Brings it back 3-on-3. Nice pass down in the corner to Maloney. And again, he's out of bounds. Second time he's been out of bounds in the last minute or so as he gets the pass down there in the corner. Just forgets where he's at, and he's hit with a violation there. That's going to be 12 turnovers now in Hastings. We're down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Now we got another foul that's going to be called. It's going to go on the Lancers. And it's going to go here on Grant Fleissig. Fleissig trying to set a screen over here. Gets hit with a personal foul. It's going to be his first. 10 fouls plus now on each team. 2:17 to play. Hastings will play things in. They come over here to Thayer on the wing. Alex holds it. Back out on top. Down to Nelson on the right side. Matthew Nelson with the ball right here at the top of the three-point circle. The third, top of the key off to Nate Maloney. Bounce pass goes inside to John DeWard. Back on top to Ferguson. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Nice pass down low. And a shot is up and in. That's Nelson getting the field goal for Hastings. Matthew Nelson gets the field goal there for the Broncos. And it's now an 80-39 ball game. Hastings out on top. Here's Lorenzo Davis. And he's going to be fouled into play. So the regulars on the bench now. They applaud those guys that are getting their first points here. Maybe some of their first points of the season. Seeing extended playing time here today. Here comes Lorenzo Davis in the free throw line. He's 3 out of 4 from the stripe so far today. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Even the PA announcer sounds like he's had a long day. 80-39. Hastings has got the lead. Here's the next shot by Davis. It's up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is going to be tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Mount Barney basketball. He said it was last touched by the Broncos and John DeWard. So Mount Barney will play things in. Down here in the corner, underneath the basket. They get it in to Lorenzo Davis over there on the wing on the left side. Back out on top, a three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark, no good by Sam Four. Offensive rebound to Fleissig. Out to Lorenzo Davis. Davis just inside the arc. Comes out to Sam Four. Out of Davis. Down to Mitchell Newhouse. Picked up there by John DeWard. He gets hit in the chops. No foul called. Here's a Fleissig with the ball. Back outside. A three-pointer is up there and in. Anthony Stansky hits a three-ball there for Mount Marty. Makes the score 80-42. The Lancers are within 38 points. Here's John DeWard with the ball down here in the baseline. DeWard puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Getting a block in there was Mitchell Newhouse. 1 minute to play here in this one. Hastings leading by a score of 80-42. Broncos will inbound the ball. They get it to John DeWard. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Lowly inbounds the ball to DeWard, who misses the easy one to the right side of the basket, but he's hacked on the arm, and he'll go to the free throw line here. 80-42 is the score. Going to the stripe is going to be John DeWard. DeWard is a 66% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. DeWard will have one more shot. 81-42. The Broncos now with a 39-point lead with 59 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It is good by DeWard. 82-42. Lorenzo Davis, here's a pass in the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on Mount Barney. Hastings has got the ball back here. Matthew Nelson has got it. Now to Alex Thayer deep in the corner. Thayer sends the ball cross court. Maloli has got it deep in the corner. Bounce pass goes to Ferguson. Back out here. Maloli in the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Nelson. He saves the ball. Now to Chuck Ferguson. Ferguson shot no good. Rebound Ferguson. He goes back up. His shot's going to be blocked down. Now a foul's going to be called. So Ferguson is fouled into play here. Now he'll go to the free throw line. Ferguson so far today, he's got 3 points in the ball game, and now he'll have a chance to add to that total right here. Ferguson puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. Ferguson now 2 out of 3 on free throws here today, and the score is now 83-42. The Broncos with a lead, 29 seconds to play. Next one is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebounds brought down here by Mitchell Newhouse. Mitchell Newhouse with the ball. Now to Lorenzo Davis. Lorenzo takes it down the far sideline. Lorenzo Davis now to Newhouse. Comes over here on the wing. On the right side is Sam Four. That is Stansky, top of the key. His pass could be intercepted. Intercepted here by Maloli. He goes, drives, shoots, and misses. Tip tries up there and in by Alex Thayer. 7.9 seconds to play. Here comes Lorenzo Davis back. Lorenzo takes it down the lane. Throws it out here to Sam Four, and he won't even attempt a shot. That's going to be all she wrote. Hastings College wins it here today over Mount Marty. The final score, Hastings 85, Mount Marty 42. As the Broncos score the first 20 points in the ballgame today, they go on to roll past the Lancers 85-42. So the Broncos now 19-6 on the season. They are 13-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll play at home on Wednesday night against Nebraska Wesleyan. Mount Marty drops to 4-21. They're now 2-15 in conference play. In the final score, it was Hastings 85, Mount Marty 42. Back with a recap after this. Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here by the score of 85-42 this afternoon as we get the numbers totaled up here, get you the final totals and a whole lot more. Hastings College rolling to a victory here this afternoon as they got out to a halftime lead of 46-17 and they win it by the score of 85-42. We'll come back and check the final totals as we continue with Bronco basketball right after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College men's basketball team picks up a win over Mount Marty today. Final score of 85-42. Final shooting numbers into the ball game. Hastings College ended up shooting 32 out of 68 from the field today for 47%. They were 6 out of 13 on three-pointers for 46%. 15 out of 21 from the free throw line for 71% today. Mount Marty just 12 out of 40 from the field, 30%. They were 2 out of 12 on three-pointers for 16%. 16 out of 21 from the free throw line for 76%. Hastings out-rebounded Mount Marty. Looks like 42 to 24 as we wait for the official numbers, but 42 to 24 is what they have on the quickie stats here provided to us. And it was a big win for Hastings as they beat Mount Marty by a score of 85 to 42. Scoring in the ball game for the Broncos, Abu Fall scores 19 points in the ball game. He had 9 field goals. He was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Abu had 19. Jake Hamburger had 17. Brady Lohman had 12. Everybody got in the action here today. Alex Thayer, he had a couple of points in the ball game. Carson Bloom, he scores 5 points. Brent Wells, he had 8. Zach Lina had 2. Andrew Pryor had 5 points. John DeWard got in the ball game and scored 4. Let's see, Matthew Nelson, he had a field goal, 2 points. Nate Maloli had 3 today. Chuck Ferguson, he had 4. And Brandon Krause, he was in a ball game but not score here today. But Hastings winning this basketball game by a score of 85 to 42. The leading scorer for Mount Marty in the ball game today was, looks like, Tyler Payers. He scores 8 points. Lorenzo Davis had 3. Bud Smith had 4. Chris Richardson had 7. Grant Fleisig had 2. Nermeen Kazalik had 1. Alex Irvine had 6. Patrick Siganovich had 2. Zach Tellis had 2. Sam Four had 4 points. Anthony Stansky had 3. So Hastings out rebounding the Lancers 42 to 24. Hastings had 20 offensive rebounds and 22 on defense, and they win the ball game by a score of 85 to 42. Leading rebounder for Hastings today looks like Jake Hamburger. He had 6. So Hamburger had 17 points and 6 rebounds. Lead the Broncos here today. Hastings wins it 85 to 42. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
So a doubleheader sweep for Hastings College. The women winning the first game 80-65. The guys taking the nightcap 85-42 over Mount Marty today. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings College woman, Jamie Van Kirk, led the way today. She had 23 points in the ball game. Laurel Zwiener, she had a double-double today, 15 points and 12 rebounds. Frankie Peterson, she had a double-double today, 13 points and 10 rebounds. Then the other scores, we had Cammy Bruckman score 14 points. She grabbed 3 rebounds in the contest today. All candidates for our player of the game. For the Hastings College guys, they had 4 guys in double figures. Abu Fall, he had 19 points and 8 rebounds. Jake Hamburger, 17 points and 6 rebounds. Brady Lohman had 12 points today and 3 rebounds. And Brent Wells had 10 points and 3 rebounds. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game today for Hastings College, first of all, for the Hastings College women, Jamie Van Kirk is going to be our player of the game. She had 23 points in the ball game. Really got the Broncos off to a great start today as Van Kirk scored 19 points in the first half alone. As the Broncos got into a 37-30 halftime lead, Van Kirk ends up with 23 for the ball game. 9 out of 18 from the field today. 2 out of 6 from three-point territory. 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Pulls down 8 rebounds. She had 1 on offense and 7 on defense. Scores the 23 points, had 2 assists, and also had 2 steals today. She plays 31 minutes for head coach Kerry Hostetter. Hastings College winning the women's ball game 80-65. And for the Hastings College men, really impressed by the play of Abu Fall here. Abu Fall scores 19 points in the ball game, just misses a double-double as he had 19 points and 8 rebounds. Abu today was 9 out of 13 from the field. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, pulls down 8 rebounds, 3 on offense, 5 on defense. Abu scores the 19 points, also had 3 block shots and 2 steals. So Abu Fall and Jimmy Van Kirk are players of the game today as Hastings College picks up 2 wins over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Stick around, the coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
80-65, our final score in the women's ball game today, and then 85-42, the Hastings College men picking up the win in the second contest here today. As we wait for the arrival of the coaching staff, we got to give them a roadmap to get up here. This is not an easy place to find. Anyway, we'll get to the scores. First of all, on the women's side of things today, it was Hastings beating Mount Marty by the score of 80-65. Northwestern, they continue to lead the GPAC. They beat Doan today by a score of 77-56. It was Morningside over Midland today, 68-67. And Briarcliff knocked off Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 86-52. Got some scores out on the men's side of things. It was Hastings beating Mount Marty today 85-42. Morningside 91, Midland 75. That was Nebraska Wesleyan today beating Briarcliff in Sioux City 73-65. Still waiting for the men's game between Doan and Northwestern. That one going on down in Orange City tonight. And Concordia is playing at Dakota Wesleyan. That doubleheader is just about ready to get underway at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. But again, Hastings, two wins today, 80-65 in the women's ball game, 85-42 in the men's contest. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
So Hastings College wins both ends of the doubleheader tonight. They'll get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday and Dakota Wesleyan coming up next Saturday. Those games will be at home at the Osborne Sports Complex. And then the following week it will be Midland and Northwestern to finish out the regular season here for the Broncos and then on into the GPAC postseason tournaments. So that'll wrap things up for us from Yankton here this afternoon. Coach has obviously lost again. Give these guys a roadmap. Hastings picking up two wins here this afternoon to get ready for two more games coming up next week at home. From my producer and engineer, John Deveron, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Yankton, South Dakota.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.